Hello, and welcome to Quiz Coconut's Quickfire Quiz Pod with me, James Cutler. In 2014, I launched Quiz Coconut, and we've since hosted over 2,000 pub quiz nights. Each episode, I pick 10 of our best questions so you can improve your general knowledge, boost your brain power, and learn some useful and useless facts. Answers will be revealed at the end of the episode, and there's one rule. Don't use Google.
Use your coconut!
Hello, quizzers. How's your day going? Good? Bad? Doesn't matter, because the quiz is here. 10 questions, 15 points. Question one goes like this. Which is wider, Australia or the moon? By this, we are comparing the coast-to-coast distance of Australia versus the diameter of the moon. Question two. Which public figure has been portrayed on the screen by Gary Oldman, John Lithgow, Timothy Spall, and Brian Cox, among many others? Number three. Which legendary composer wrote the music for E.T., Star Wars, Harry Potter and Jaws, amongst many others? Question four is a four-point question about eye colour. Consider the population of the world. I'd like you to pick the four most common eye colours and get them in order. Number five. Put these events in chronological order from the earliest to the most recent. The Channel Tunnel opening, Disneyland Paris opening, and the International Space Station being launched. Tunnel, Disneyland, Space Station. Put them in order, earliest to most recent. Number six is an interesting one. How many guinea pigs is it illegal to own in Switzerland? Question seven is a baseball question. If you don't know much about baseball, it's that thing with a bat and a ball that wished it was cricket. Anyway, the New York Yankees have won the World Series the most number of times, 27. Which team has won it 11 times, the second most? They last won it in 2011. So question eight, there are 2 points available here, and this is about the French language. There are various French terms that have made it into our English language that we use more commonly than, I guess, the literal English translation. For example, bon voyage. Bon voyage really means good journey, literally, but instead of saying good journey to someone, you say bon voyage. I'm going to give you the literal English translation and tell me the French term that we use more commonly. The first one is chewed paper. And the second one is a feat of strength. Chewed paper and feat of strength. Question nine. Music here. I'm going to play you a song. Tell me the group and the artist. However, to make it more difficult, I'm not going to play the actual song. I'm going to play a clip of someone trying to sing it in a Pop Idol audition in front of Simon Cowell. Here we go.
Do you honestly believe that you are the next Pop Idol?
I think only time will tell.
Fabulous. Off you go.
Rising up, back on the streets, did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive.
Oof, that's a no from me. And finally, number 10. Which is the only country in the world that does not have red, white or blue in its flag? Well, that's quite a question, isn't it? So out of all 195 countries, 194 of them have red, white or blue. One of them doesn't. Which one is it? So, pause the pod if you need more time with any of that, or leave it playing for today's bad joke.
This is today's bad joke.
I took the shell off my snail to try to make him go faster. But if anything, it made him more sluggish.
That was today's bad joke.
That was not mine. I heard that on the Bob Mortimer podcast, but I thought it was too good not to share. Here we go with the answers, folks. 15 points available. Let's see how you do. The moon is 3,400 kilometres wide, and Australia is 4,000 kilometres wide, roughly. So Australia is wider. Number two, the public figure played by all of those actors is Winston Churchill. Number three, John Williams wrote the music for all of those films. Number four, the eye colours. Let's get them in order for the points. So, at number one, with about three quarters of the world's population, it is brown eyes. So in the Western world, about 45% of people have brown eyes, but almost everyone of Asian and African descent has brown eyes. So three quarters of the world, brown eyes. In second place, blue eyes. Blue eyes, about 10% of people in the world and 27% of the Western world. In third place, it's hazel, 10% of the world, about 18% of the Western world. And in fourth place, it's green, with only 2% of the world. It's about 9% of the Western world. So one in 50 people have green eyes. If you happen to have grey eyes, then you're very special, because less than 1% of the world have grey eyes. So folks, get those in order. So brown, blue, hazel, green for a point each. Number five, put these things in chronological order. Disneyland Paris opened in 1992, followed by the Channel Tunnel 1994, followed by the Space Station 98. Just have 1 point for getting the order correct there. Number six, how many guinea pigs is it illegal to own in Switzerland? The answer is one, because it's considered animal abuse because they're so social. So keeping one on its own is against the law. Number seven, which team has won the second most amount of World Series championships? It is the St. Louis Cardinals. They've won 11. Number eight, those two terms. Chewed paper is papier-mâché. Remember that thing in school? And the feat of strength is a tour de force. 2 points there, folks. Number nine, the song sung beautifully is Eye of the Tiger for 1 point by Survivor for the second point. And finally, number 10, the only flag in the world with no red, white or blue is Jamaica, which is just green, black and yellow. You may have recalled the Libyan flag there between 1977 and 2011 during Gaddafi's raid, which was, in fact, just a green rectangle. But since 2011, they've gone to a more colourful flag, and it does have red in it. Another quiz pod is done. Thank you very much for spending those 8 or 9 minutes with me, and we will see you next week. Bye. If you enjoyed today's quiz, why not book us for your next event? We host corporate events in the UK and Canada and virtual events all over the world. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiz Pod so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week. Quiz Coconut, nuts about trivia.